follow her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Follow her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. You know it's so hard, so hard, so hard when your love's in vain. So hard, so hard when your love's in vain. Train came to the station. I looked her dead in her eye. When the train came to the station, I looked her dead in her eye. And oh Lord, all I could do is sit there and cry. Your love's in vain. When the train left the station, there were two lights on behind. One was red and one was blue. The red was for my mind and the blue was for my blues.
Se desvive insensiblemente. siempre a los viejos sitios donde amo, donde amo la vida. Entonces comprende cómo están de ausentes esas cosas queridas.
Walking by the graveyard late Friday night, I heard somebody yelling. I thought it was a fight. No, it was just a drunken hobo dancing circles in the night. On a tombstone in the blue moonlight. He turned and said, smash your whiskey bottle on a tombstone and live. Homeless brothers, you're my friend. Smash your whiskey bottle on a tombstone and live. Homeless brothers, you're my friend. You know, I sometimes wonder where those brothers go. Probably down in some valley where the sorrow couldn't show, where the police could never find them, and the water man can go. You know there's even freedom if you're walking slow. That's why when he said, and he said to me, I understood every word. Smash your whiskey bottle on a tombstone and live. Homeless brothers, you're my friend. Smash your whiskey bottle on a tombstone and live. know it's hard living like a pack rat in a bow. And when your friends leave you, you're left all alone. You're walking down the street, and even the kids seem to know that you're just another lost hobo on the road. You know Jesus is on the highway, looking for bulls so he can change him my way. That's why when he said to me, I understood everything he said. Smash your whiskey bottle on a tombstone and let it. Homeless brothers, you're my friend. Smash your whiskey bottle on a tombstone and let it. Homeless brothers, you're my friend.
Hector Pena, Jackie Jones, and percussionist Devin Hall. This instrument is so accessible, can be built at home, is so innocent, and yet you make the music of nightmares with it. How did this happen?
Well, it was actually I moved here from Los Angeles in 07. And I wanted to capture an essence here in Albuquerque. The essence that I felt when I came here a few years prior, I felt this wonderful feeling while I was here. And what happened is I ended up moving here, and I was basically trying to chase that essence, that feeling. I believe it was the Sandia Mountains, but it was more. It was more. It was actually trying to find my music, my internal music, as a player. I played drums for many years, but I wanted to find another medium to express myself. So one day I was on the internet, and I saw a cigar box guitar, and I said, "What the hell is that?" I didn't know what it was. I'd never seen one before. Heard about them, and immediately I downloaded the PDF file. And got more information, and then eventually the file to build one. I decided to build one, so I did. And the first one didn't come out too bad. And then it became an obsession to build one, to learn how to play one, and know more about the string instrument.
This is an instrument that... I mean, I think it has its roots back with the gourd banjo, at least in basic construction, and even the three-string array, the four-string array. But like the gourd, it's an outsider instrument. So my understanding is that even though you had plans, this was your own invention, and you were freelancing your way through every step of the construction. Can you step back to 07, 08 and take us through that? Because... I love this instrument, and I feel like I'm in a museum right now.
Mm-hmm. You want me to go back?
Well, for instance, your steel on steel approach to doing it.
Well, all this, was a process. You know, it's like I said, it became an obsession, and I wanted to build and have something sound original. It's close to what I was hearing. I used to listen to a lot of old Delta music back in the 60s, and I always loved the guitar, how it sounded. It was this haunting sound, and so that was my goal, to try to achieve
the right setup so we can get that sound. And this is where it led me to, you know, to everything's on metal. The tailpiece, the bridge, and the nut. Everything's on metal. So it resonates.
And you're playing with a slide and your fingertips. You're not
correct. It's based like a lap steel, and you just run them across, tension and release, vibrato. You can pluck, you can pinch, you can thump, you can backstroke on all different rhythms, and it's a lot to me. It's a lot easier to be able to. Play the instrument.
But you're not sending away to Stuart McDonald for the parts. These are found parts, many of them, on the instruments that you make.
Correct. Ace Hardware. And the tuners are actually from eBay on a lot of their guitar parts from China. And for the tailpiece is actually... On the Monte Cristo, this one I'm holding right now, is actually a picture hanger. The bridge is just a hinge, and the nut is just a bolt. And the reason why I use these parts is because they're less expensive. Guitar parts are very expensive.
Now these are electric instruments. Mm-hmm. So you're putting your pickups underneath the bridge. Where do you put pickups?
Yeah, basically I set them up because the 1x2 goes right at the butt of the body, and then inside I use a piezo pickup, and it's actually embedded on the 1x2, and it sits like maybe 3 inches above the bridge. That way I can get that the full hollow sound of it. And that's basically the formula. But I needed to tell you too, the string ratio is so important, because that was the other dragon we were chasing, is finding the right gauges for the strings, because you have to find the right gauge. At least I had to find the gauges I like. So I have 36, 26, and 15 playing. That was...
So no 10 string.
Right.
Okay, which is standard for most instruments.
Most instruments, right. Exactly.
Okay.
So, but you can tune them to just about anywhere you want to go. You know, there's a jazz tuning, there's rock, there's a sitar tuning as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's no rules to this. There's no rules.
Well, we want to bring the other members mm-hmm. of the trio in here. And actually, let me start with Devin Hall. Percussionists, I imagine, percussionists never leave the earth, you know? If you think of musicians who sort of leave the earth, percussionists are looking, their spirit is going down to the center of it. And the timelessness of any percussion instrument brings all kinds of issues to mind. But here you are playing with an ensemble of instruments that have a kind of antiquity to them, even though they're fresh made and homemade and outsider. What does it do for your musician head as you approach this music?
Well, the question might be a bit esoteric for me, but I'd say that my approach is indeed a grounding approach. And I try to think of like a very ritualistic, repetitive and primitive rhythmical sound, and I want to induce trance states and also just keep the groove going for these two guitar players. You know, I try to I try to explore all of the sounds that my drum is capable of making, which is a very vast array. So it's a cajon with, which is a box drum, which I sit on, and it has some wires stretched on the inside of the resonant surface, and it also has some jingle bells attached to the outside of the resonant surface. And the combination of all of those elements is very rich and full. So I explore all of that, and then I also add another element with shakers and other kinds of minor percussion, auxiliary percussion instruments. Yeah.
Now, Jackie, you're the newest member of the trio. When Devin and Hector first came up to KUNM, it was just a duo. So how do you come into this, and how do you come to this specific instrument?
Well, I moved to Albuquerque about 6 months ago or so, and I do lots of wandering. So I was wandering around Old Town, and they play every Sunday. Well, we play every Sunday at an art gallery. And so naturally, anytime I hear music, I go that way. So I found them playing, and just started playing with them, and then came back the next Sunday. And then I just kept coming back to play with them. So I had never played the cigar box guitar before, but I've been playing the guitar for a long time without really knowing what I'm doing. I've self-learned, and it's more, I like to improvise a lot, and that's how I play. And so with this type of instrument, it's hard to have like a structured song and, okay, you have these chords and the skill that you're going to use to play. I always have difficulty with structure. So with this instrument, it was a little bit easier for me to come into, because you have to improvise and you have to just kind of like listen to the other people, hear what's going on and go from there and just kind of like let the song play you instead of trying to play the song.
No, I ain't going back to stay no more. No, I ain't going back to the United Nations. No, I ain't going back to stay no more. Well, they hand you a nickel, they hand you a dime. You are free, but that's a big old lie. The National Guard is watching me on their TV. I ain't going back. No, I ain't going back. And my dog is sick. My old lady's telling me, hey honey, when are we gonna split? No, I ain't going back to the reservation. No, I ain't going back to stay no more. Come on, Jackie. Thank you.
It's more like a marching.
Yeah.
Because we're marching to battle.
Right.
Yeah.
Left my home in Tennessee, July the 3rd, 63. Follow my General E. Lee. We all converged on Pikes Peak.
Gettysburg, Gettysburg. If I'm gonna die, then let it be. Gettysburg, Gettysburg. I won't be afraid to die for me, I said.
The bombs that burst all through the air. Mushroom clouds and purple skies. I see a UFO going by. Said that one landed a long time ago. Somewhere in New Mexico. Mushroom clouds and purple skies. I see a UFO. for a ride. I wanna see if we can kiss the sky. Mushroom clouds and purple sky.
You've been listening to the Zia Conservatory in Performance, recorded live in Studio A on March 1st of this year. Recording by Roman Garcia, edited by Roman Garcia, Jeff White on camera. Yours truly on interview. Zia Conservatory Art, Devin Hall, cajon and percussion, Jackie Jones, vocals, and the four-string fretless Brick House Mighty Maduro cigar box guitar, Hector Pena, lead vocals, harmonica, the three-string Monte Cristo fretless cigar box guitar. Find them, Zia Conservatory, on Facebook. Also, find them at their regular gig in Old Town Albuquerque at the San Felipe Gallery. No, actually, on San Felipe Street at the Bright Rain Gallery in Old Town every Sunday, most every Sunday, including tomorrow, I believe, from noon to 4 p.m. Bright Rain Gallery is in Old Town, 2206½ San Felipe. Speaking of aficionados of the cigar box, dear friend Daddy Longloin has always had the cigar box nearby, and he's been bringing it to full effect in his latest series called Tom Waits for No Man. It's Daddy Longloin doing solo as one man band, the music of Tom Waits on Chapman Stick, ukulele, and cigar box, and percussion, and tracks and loops. His next appearance, the 27th, Thursday night at the Blackbird Buvette, 7 p.m.
On three. One, two, three. A motherless child has it hard when the mother is gone. A motherless child has it hard when the mother is gone. A motherless child got nowhere to go. That's why they're knocking on your front door. Motherless child has it hard when the mother is gone. Child when the mother is gone. A father don't.
We will be back next week with some quality time with the Santa Fe group Rumelia and a few other things. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.
The child, that's why the child.